Let's hear from Richard Ady. Hello, Richard.
Morning, Fran.
What are those newspapers saying today?
Well, the Sydney Morning Herald has a cracker of a story on how the ambulance service in New South Wales is limiting urgent call-outs. People bleeding after sexual assault or suicide attempt are no longer receiving the highest priority ambulance response and may face long waits. Other cases taken off what's known as Category 1 include burns to less than 18% of the body and second trimester hemorrhage or miscarriage. Across the country, the West Australian's front page story says the children of a Perth man are challenging his will after the, quote, healthy 89-year-old took his own life using the practices of Philip Nitschke's ex at International and left most of his $1.8 million estate to the pro-euthanasia group. Gay and Brett O'Brien have lodged separate Supreme Court challenges against the will of their father, William O'Brien, who was a member of Exit International and the WA Voluntary Euthanasia Society, when he took his own life after his birthday in July last year. The Oz says the time for reform is now. It's talking, of course, about the National Reform Summit, which it, along with the Finn and KPMG, are sponsors of. Businesses, unions and community groups have reached an historic consensus that Australia faces an urgent need for reform, must restore the budget to a structural surplus within 10 years and must embark on comprehensive tax changes. Of course, you'll be talking to Jennifer Westcott later about that. Also on the Oz's front page, the latest in the paper's Clive Palmer stories. Hedley Thomas says tax authorities in New Caledonia are pursuing one of Mr. Palmer's nickel companies for unpaid taxes. He's been warned, apparently, that recovery actions have started. While we're talking near neighbours, Fran, the Guardian Australia has an exclusive. Papua New Guinea's Supreme Court has stepped in to halt all deportations of asylum seekers back to their home countries, ordering an interim injunction that was late on Tuesday to stop forcible removals. Two Iranian asylum seekers have been sent back to the from the Australian-run detention centre in Manus to Tehran in the past week, even though a case was before PNG's Supreme Court to stop their deportations. The Herald Sun has a contender for headline of the day. Clean up clown horse. This is about local government, Fran. Rogue councillors would be suspended without pay for 6 months if found guilty of serious misconduct by an independent panel. This is under sweeping new state powers. Actually, before they're even shown to be bad apples, the local government minister would also be able to stand councillors aside while allegations are investigated. These changes will be put to Parliament next month. While we're in Victoria, The Age has an untouchable style photo on the front page with the headline Gangster Squad, the newly formed Northwest Regional Crime Squad, complete with grim expressions and bad suits, are going to shut down the violent gun-toting young criminals who've launched a crime spree in Melbourne. And the Courier Mail goes with a photo story too. Well, photo and Photoshop, Fran. It has former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's face on the body of fictional character Ron Burgundy, the character played by Will Ferrell in the Anchorman movies. This follows news that Mr. Rudd will guest host a CNN current affairs program, which is beamed into more than 200 countries. He's sitting in for regular host Christiane Amanpour. Fran, I have to ask, when are you going on holiday?
I just can't believe that Christiane Amanpour, who is going on a week's holiday and they scour the world and come up with Kevin Rudd. It's interesting, isn't it?
He does look good in that burgundy coloured suit, though.
I'm sure he'd be fantastic. Thanks very much, Richard.